Okay, we just have a little bit of Shemayim left over from the last year before we start our main sugya today, and that's what we're talking about in the Nesivos. So just put ourselves back in that frame of mind. We mentioned that it's very, very difficult to teach us around that, because the entire sugya of the Tiyum HaMishra Shloisha, we had a double problem. The Rambam in the first place seems to pass the mic to Rav Acha, that just what the Pasuk said at Tishpat HaMitzvah, and he says, Chad Nami Kosher, and that it seemed to indicate that Shemayim should have done anything he did. The Gemara sounds like it says, the Rambam turned around and says, no, Shemayim should have done anything he did. The second problem with the Rambam is that apparently Rav Acha doesn't require smucha, doesn't require mitzvah at all. And the Rambam paskens that way, so it sounds like min haTorah the Rambam doesn't require smucha. So in Kain, why does Rambam turn around and say yinishin kusayim? It's only ploy. So he said that the Nesivos tries to solve both problems with one fell swoop. Basically, the Nesivos' breakthrough is that everybody ultimately agrees that chad nami kosher. Everyone accepts exeris because of the study tishpon and misad. Because the Nesivos' raya. Because the Gemara doesn't say the Rav and Rabbi Abba, the high crown, the other ones. Everyone worked with the Pshat. The Betzedek Kishabon Amisecha is Machshir 1 and Adayim. The difference between Rav Acha and Rabbi Abba is what type of Adayim is required in the Torah. According to Rabbi Abba, who holds Yerub Parshas, so you need something's gotta be left over from Yerub Parshas. And what's left over from Yerub Parshas, then you need a Chetzalot. So the way to be miyasher these apparently contradictory zeres hakasos. On the one hand, irav parshas, so you need a tremendous dayanim. On the other hand, instead of tishvat amisecha, let's get away with the shvach dayan. So the answer is yeah, one dayan is good enough, but it has to be a sama. That's what Rabbi Abba says. Whereas Rav Acha, who doesn't hold from irav parshas, so he holds that the tzedek tishvat amisecha means you don't need anything. Zero, just one dayan is good enough, even if he's not a sama. That was in the Nesivos's breakthrough. So that's what the Rambam needs from Kusayu. Even though we pass it at Chad Nami Sama, because the Maisa we don't have even a Chad Sama. So now comes in the Sivus and explains, this is what the Gemara means when it says that the Naftamina between Rav Acha and Rav Yavo is whether Shnayim should done a Dinayim thing. Why? Because according to Rav Acha, so when you have one Dayan being Dan in a Torah, even a regular guy, so I'm going to be on an Afsnik, so I'm going to be Dan on a Dinayim Amnus Kizmanazim. So Minatayra, that's probably okay. Adami Kosh means even on Samach. So now Mr. Rabban, they instituted, you're supposed to have three Mishim Yashik Kronos, but Rabbi Acha says that that Gezeira Mr. Rabban was on the Chachima, and not to the Ebbets. It's Lamaisa Minatayra, Chanami, is Kosh Rebbe, even in Nan Samach. And Gezeira to Rabban, and Gezeira was on the Chachima. Kosh Enkin, according to Rabbi Abol, says in the Sivas, truly you need, it's good enough to have a Chad, but that Chad has to be Samach Minatayra. So Shnayim Shadonu, Shnei Hediyotel Shadonu, Bizman Hazeh, Ram Tomer Bizman Hazeh, Shnei Hediyotel Shadonu, so Min HaTorah, that day is not good. Because Min HaTorah, you need at least a Chad Samoch, so Mid the Rabbanon, they let you go ahead and be done without Tzimuchim, which will kill those with him open. It says in the Sivis, but Med the Ramamun, they let you go ahead and violate the Kheraisa. That's if you follow the protocol that the Chacham is setting up, namely we have three Dayanim. But if you go ahead and you violate the Din Derabbanan, you go ahead and you only have two Dayanim, so Min HaTorah for sure you're no good, because Min HaTorah you need a Chad Samach. Min Derabbanan you're also no good, because Min Derabbanan you need Gimel Yotos. So says in the Sivis, that's why the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Abba, which points to Rabba, Shemayim Shadano Ein Dinayim Din. Because it's only according to Rav Acha that Min HaTorah lays in his kosher, because Hed Yotos are good Min HaTorah, we can let you get away with Shemayim Shadano Dinayim Din. Hashem can according to Rabbi Abba and according to Rabba, that Min HaTorah needs Smuchim. So you have no left to stand on Minatari days is not good, Rabbanya days is not good. So about the Shnayim Shadon away the name things. So it comes in the season and says that's how the Rambam Paskin is. The Rambam did not Paskin like Rav Acha, even though he quoted the Pasuk to Tzedek Tishpat HaMisecha. He Paskin like Rabbi Abba and like Rabba. Because, as the Nesivos himself said, that even Rabbi Abba would never ultimately accept the Pasuk to Tzedek Tishpat HaMisecha. So that was the Shirayim of 2 days ago. Okay, now I already started this again. So even if we lost anybody in Rabbi Abba and Rabba, so we can pick you up over here. We come to Gemara on the base of days, the bottom of days of days, and everyone tells us that this idea that Rabbi Abba was telling us, I thought we forget about Rabbi Abba, just came back to the point. This the Rabban that Rabbi Abba was telling us that a moment that Torah needs smukhim, but the Rabban is good enough to have a yotis. The reason for that is Shalotino Dals with Fame Ovin. And where we find precedent in Halacha, that the Chorim lowered the standard of Shalotino Dals with Fame Ovin. So the Gemara quotes the same in Rebbe Chanina. Three lines at the bottom of Beis Beis, Mishim Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Chanina, if I tell you that the Imam is that the Bosh is the Dvisha that the Kira, is the Minotaur, you have to ask the same questions between the Nefash and the Imam, you have to interrogate the Eid of the Tzuri. Shilema Mishpadach Adiyah Lofem, So just as Rabbi Chanina tells us that there's a din of shlotra, that's really level which waters down the requirement, basically removes the requirement for Yishuv Hakira, so Rabbi Abel says, you see a precedent in Ordin Amir Gabi Adjay. So we have to understand Rabbi Chanina's statement in and of itself, putting aside Rabbi Abel's application of it, we have to understand what exactly Rabbi Chanina say, with Dvar Torah, Echadid Imamris, Yechadid Nefash, and Yishuv Hakira. We have to understand what the din thereof is. And then we have to understand what did Rabbi Chanina mean that the Chum did away with it, and Mishum Tzolot Olam no longer exists. So we really have two parts of the subject: understand the Dinderais and understand what the Dinderabam is. So to understand the Dinderais, we have to really look at another subject later on in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara tells us the following: that there are whole different questions that we ask Abel. Let's say a case of the Nefash, the classic case of Yishuv Hakira. Abel would say the Reuben killed Shimon. So the Gemara says there are two fundamentally different types of questions that we ask them. One are called the Zayin Chakiros, and the other, the Gemara uses the phrase, are the Bedikos. Interesting. Interesting that there is no word Jerisha in this. Let's see where that comes in. The Gemara distinguishes between the Zayin Chakiros and the other questions called the Bedikos. The Zayin Chakiros are basically to identify the Makom and the Zman. So you ask them where it happened, you ask them when it happened, what year it happened, what month it happened, what day, the week, what hour, etc. Those are the Zayin Chakiros, and the Bedikos are everything else. You ask him, well, what color socks was the guy wearing, and how did he kill him? How did he do this? How did he do that? What tree were they standing on? They're all the relevant and irrelevant questions. Those are the bedikas. So comes the Gemara and says there's a very basic difference between the Zayin Chakiros and the bedikas as follows. If the Edom contradict each other in any of the questions, made the Chakiros, made the bedikas, they need to run the whole Edom. The whole point of asking the questions is to trip the Edom up, so the Edom excels to each other, forget it's all. But let's say the Edom are smarter than the Edom. The Edom don't get tripped up. They just say, Eni Yodea. We're not sure. We can't remember. So then the Gemara says, if they said, Eni Yodea, the Chakiros, they can't remember what time it happened, can't remember what place it happened, then the Edom is blocked. If they don't remember what color socks the guy was wearing, that's okay. As long as one guy didn't say he was wearing red socks, the other guy didn't say he was wearing white socks, that's a sphere of it. The Bedikas, that's up to they throw the Edom out. But it's Eni Yodea, the Bedikas, that's okay. So the Gemara raises, Alam the Shishana, what's the difference? After all, Minatayr does din of bedikas, and Minatayr does din of chakiras. The Gemara does it all. Pesukim, the Rash, the Chagaz, the Shalom, the Hetev, the Emes, and the Nadavar. Those are the makayrus for the chakiras, and the makayrus for the bedikas. So bichtei hide the raisa, behind the raisa. So why is it that any adaya is a difference? It comes along with an unbelievable statement. It does not. It's a very, very basic difference. The difference being that when it comes to design chakiras, that's going to touch upon another principle in halacha called Eidish Iyatayach al-Azima. We know there's a principle of Eidim Zom, which is not listed in Pasha. There's a principle of Eidim Zom. The whole Yisrael of Eidim Zom means when two Eidim testify something, and then the second set of Eidim come and testify, and they say, Imanu Hayisa. In contrast to Eidi Achosha means that two sets of Eidim argue about the facts. One set of Eidim say, Reuben killed Shimon, and the other set say, no, we watched. Reuben didn't kill Shimon, he just punched him in the nose. So that's Eidi Achosha. But Eidi Hazam is much different. Eidi Hazam means that the second set of Eidim testify against the first set of Eidim and say, Imanu Yisem, you could not have possibly testified what you're claiming you're saying because you were with us in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at that same time and you're claiming that the event happened in New York. That's Eidim Hazam. So comes the Gemara and says, there's a principle of Eidim that you require Eidim Sha'ata Yochel Wahazima. The only time an Eidim is kafir if it has the potential possibility to become muzav. If Eidim walk with the Beis Din, and there's no way for us possibly to determine the Eidim's own, so that's a bottle, that's a possible Eidim. So it comes to Gemara and seems to say that when it comes to the Sheva Chakiras, Lafiyah Makhul, Lafiyah Zman, so that's critical. If the Eidim say, Eini Adea, I can't remember when Reuben killed Shimon, I can't remember where it was Reuben killed Shimon, how are they ever going to turn the Eidim's own? How is anyone ever going to be able to come and say, Manu Yisem? The Manu Yisem is predicated on the fact that the Eidim testify where the crime happened, where and when the crime happened. So the Gemara says, when it comes to the Sheva Chakiras, you can't let them get away with saying any of them, because that'll be Eidus Shevet Yachal Azima. But if they can't remember the guy wore white socks and red socks, will he kill them under a palm tree or under an apple tree? So who cares? That's not going to affect the Eidus per se. If they get it, they're close to each other, they're chosen to sound lying. If they're not close, they just don't remember. So any of them, the Bedikas is good. That's what the Gemara says. That's the difference. So comes the name of Yehuda in the Tshuva, the following shot of this Gemara. Comes in and says that the Pshat of this Gemara is absolutely simple Pasha Pshat. Exactly what the Gemara means to say. No frills, no nothing. Namely, that there are really two dinim taking place here. there's a mitzvah that's mutelas on the dayonim to ask a lot of questions. You have to ask questions about the moment. You have to ask questions about the zman. You have to ask questions about irrelevant facts, irrelevant facts, everything. And the whole purpose of the interrogation is to get, really, to force the Eidim to be so to themselves, in fact. In fact, to really make sure the Eidim are honest and good and tell the truth. That's the mitzvah will tell us ala dayonim. And that's what the Gemara's question is, v'chtei haide reis v'haide reis. So that mitzvah that's mutel on the dayonim, so it's mutel on the dayonim to ask bedikas, and it's mutel on the dayonim to ask hakiras. So why do we distinguish between any of that? So comes the Gemara and says a second halacha, that above and beyond the mitzvah mutel ala dayonim to ask a lot of questions, there is a secondary halacha called eidish yetei hachalazima, which in a certain sense is not related to the mitzvah mutel ala dayonim. It means not mitam hadayon, but mitam ha'edim, that part and parcel of every eid is the same way there's a din, that a rosh is possibly eidus, and a kar is possibly eidus, and a ish is possibly eidus. So with eid, she'iyat ha'yat ha'zimus, that's a possible eidus, that's not how I'm going to say this. So the Gemara is telling us that mitam the mitzvah she'elas hadayonim, so any other etapa wouldn't disqualify the eidus. But they don't do what they were supposed to do. They asked the question. They didn't know. They didn't know. Fine. So as long as they weren't close to each other, it doesn't throughout the ages. So comes the Gemara and says, in addition to the mitzvah, will tell us all the yonim of drisha, the chakira, and bedikas, and shaylas, all these things, there's a secondary din in terms of what was ages called ages and yachalazima. So that haps enough kamina. If it's chakira, so then if you say any yodeas, then we have to throw the ages out, not because it's lacking drisha, the chakira. We throw the ages out because it's lacking ages and yachalazima. Drisha, chakira, we ask a question, we didn't get a good answer, we didn't get any answer, that's okay. All right, when it comes to bedikas, we ask questions, we don't get answers, so we're okay, we live, we continue the case. So it's a second halacha of mechisar mitama eidim and eidish yotayachal haziva. That's what the Nadidah says. So it sounds like he didn't say anything too razzle-dazzle yet. Comes the Nadidah and says as follows. What would it didn't be if I could find a scenario where there is no requirement of eidish yotayachal haziva? We don't know what that is yet. If you did the member conference, you probably do already. But what if you can dream up a scenario where the halacha for some quirk doesn't require edus she'ata yachal hazima? Even edus she'iyat yachal hazima is kasha. So says in the Yehuda, what's going to be the halacha? Any yodeh bechakiras, so the edus is going to be good. If the din of any yodeh bechakiras is a chisaron in the drisha bechakira, so then finish, so then it's over. So it's any yodeh, it's finished. But come to the Yehuda and says that's exactly what the Gemara said, and says it's not. That the Tam Drisha Hakira, the Yaitse Drisha Hakira, as long as you didn't get a spear and answer, zero K. The Yaitse Drisha Hakira is just as I think a Chisar, just a Sai, tangential Chisar, and Avish at the Lazima. So, Bichi Agamu, where there is no such soul, so then the Avish at the Hanam is going to be kosher. So, this is all in the Oilam Ha'al Yayin, in the world of all this. Comes to Rabbi and says, now I'm going to plug it in Allah. Where do you find a case where you have an Eidos, which Taka, there's no requirement of Eidos She'atei Yachalazim. So it comes to Sons of Nehuda, and Dava B'taisim Akas Amezim Rav. First time I learned this Taisim was in this room. You know, I had my first year in YU, we lived with Sachs Makas, I was a Rebbe Gulich here. Right here, 1982. 21 years ago, in this room. See, right back here. He barely is a Sachs. There were no laptops then, there were no computers, there were no microphones, there was no electricity, there was nothing. So comes Taisus and Makis and asks the famous Kasha. Mishnah says, the first Mishnah Makis says, that two Edom come and testify that a guy is a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, so that tenth amount to say that he's possible to be a Kohen, he's a Chalol, so he's going to lose a lot of privileges based on that. So comes the Mishnah and says that one of the Edom turned out to be Edom Zomen. What are the Edom Zomen? What's that? Edom Zomen. How do they know that he's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza? So they saw that his mother was divorced before she married his father. So they come in and say, we were there on such and such day, and we testified that we saw this woman get divorced. So two other men come later and say, no, Imanu Ayisan. So comes the bishop and says, aha, it's the Chedim Zomen. So what do you do to these guys? What in the world are you going to do to these guys? So the Gemara says, what should we do to the Edom? Should we turn them into Chalom? So the Gemara says, man, maybe not so bad. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Why? Because it's a din. Asisim loy, kasha zom lasas nochem, lo lo lazaro. You can't parcel a guy's children. When you kill the Edom Zomit, you don't kill the children. You make the Edom Zomit pay. You don't make the children pay. You only manage the Edom themselves. So here, what are you going to do? You're going to say to the Edom Zomit, okay, we're going to turn you into Chalolim. Chalolim, by definition, means that your children become Chalolim also. So that's not fair. That's lo lo lazaro. So the Gemara says, so what should we do? We should just make the Edom Chalolim, not the children Chalolim. So the Gemara says, but that's not what they wanted to do. They wanted to make the other guys children also halalim. So the Gemara says, you're stuck on Kash 22. What do you want to do the Eidim? The Gemara says, you're right, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kasha Zamam. There's no way in the world to fulfill the mitzvah of Kasha Zamam on these guys. So what do you do? You let them go scot-free. So the Gemara ends up from Zeres HaKosov, in time of this week's Parsha, that they get Malkus. It's Tikus HaTadik, Yeshua's HaRosh, a whole complicated sugi in Malkus. Bottom line, the Gemara says, they get Malkus. So the Eidim and Gushim are going to get Malkus. So comes Tysus, and is borrowed with a bond cash. Once you tell me that there's no way to be Mekayim Kasha Zamon on these on the Eidah Begushah Ben Chalutza, so every Eidus to say that a guy's Begushah Ben Chalutza should be a what?
Eidah
Ben Chalazim should throw every Eidus out the window, because there's a cloud going on to say this, you require Eidah Shabbat Yachalazim. But once you just got finished telling me you can't do that, so then they let every Eidus Begushah Ben Chalutza shouldn't get off the ground. So comes Tyson and says no. Comes Tyson the first time and says, what's pshat at this Gzeres HaKosov that you give the guy Malkus, you give the Eidah Begushah Ben Chalutza Malkus? The stub of the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosov is like this, that that's considered to be a kiyum of Kasha Zama. Normally Kasha Zama means that you punish the guy exactly, you punish the T, what he wanted to do. You want to make him pay $100, you make them pay $100. You want to kill him with skila, you give them skila. So here, it's a cork. Here you can't do it. So the Torah says, we're going to give you a substitute Kasha Zama. The substitute Kasha Zama is giving this person the Eidah Malkus. But Tyson says, in terms of Lomdus, that he is considered to be a fulfillment of Kasha Zama. It's a kiyum of Hazama Sa'edah. So it comes Tyson and says, and then the male, it's an Eidah Sha'at Teyachol Lazima. But Tyson didn't like that. You know, Tyson, the second Torah says, you know, that's a little bit shaky, because the Pachas ain't Kasha Zama. Kasha Zama was pretty literal. He means he's got to give him what he wanted to do, and he didn't want to give Malkus. So comes Tyson and says, no. The second Torah, Tyson says, you're right. This is Tapa. The fact that we give Malkus to these Eidah, that's not Al Kasha Zama. That's a Gzeres HaKosov, because they violate the shekel, the sa'am, whatever the lumpus is, it's not a fulfillment of Kasha Zom. So you can't have a Krishna Dukhta, it should be an Eidah Shigat Yechla. So comes, Tyson and says, you're right, it is, in a chinami. If it is a cloud bubble, the Eidah Shigat Yechla Zim is no good. Says Tyson, how do you know Eidah Shigat Yechla Zim is no good? Where does it say that, Chavish? Because Amish Ebbe Moshe Leymar, Eidah have to be Yechla Zim, where does it say that? So comes Tyson and says, the Stav Chazal figured it out from the fact that Parshas Eidus, namely Parshas Shoftim last week, Ki Yapam Eidachavas B'Yish, Yom Dushnei Anoshim, the mitzvah of Eidus, describes the scenario of the Eidim becoming Zalamin. So it must be that since the Torah describes this possibility, this is a requirement within the Haggadah Zeis to begin with. That the Torah is only addressing Eidim who are men, who are Parshim of Eidus, who are not Krov, who are not Psulim, and who have the ability to come the day Kashas Amam. So Tosfos says there is no independent pasuk that tells me that Eidah Shaat Yechla Zim is a necessity, is a requirement in Hosea. This it's the Parshas Hazama Gufa that teaches it us. So now comes Tosfos and pulls a fast one on us. Comes Tosfos and says, if you have a type of Eidos that clearly was not addressed by this Parsha Sheikh, the Torah does not refer to this type of Eidos when it spoke about the mitzvahs Eidos. So Mimela, the din of Eidah Shaat Yechla Zim won't apply in this case. So since there's no practical way of imposing the punishment of Kasha Zomam to the Eidah Begrusha Bechalutza, because Lo Vola Zara, Kasha Zomam, Vola Ika, hands are tied, so Tachlas HaPitin, we cannot invoke the Din of Kasha Zomam. Whenever we can't invoke the Din of Kasha Zomam, the Meila, there's no requirement of Eidah Shiat Yerach Lazim. That's what Taisus says. So according to the first Dan in Taisus, the Tachla require Eidah Shiat Yerach Lazim under all circumstances. And the only reason why Begrusha Bechalutza is a good Eidus is because Malchus is a key of Kasha Zama. But the second day, says, no, you don't always need Eidus Shat Yechlazim. You have to look at each case and see. If it's Shayach Lavoli De Hazama, then you require Eidus Shat Yechlazim. If it's not Shayach Lavoli De Hazama, then the whole requirement never goes. This is Shita Sephrosis. So Ben Amir likes the second day, because he thinks that's the real thing. That's the right thing. So it comes in the news and says, let's plug this in. Halacha Maisa says, we don't have too many shadows. This man is about Eidus Begrusha Bechalutza. It's not so common. What do we have? Very common. Eidus, relatively speaking, Eidus Eishes Ish is Insa. So anyone who's living last year, Zuvus knows that Eishes Ish, who's Mazarab and Eidim, if you have two Eidim, she becomes a Surah Levaila. So two Eidim come and want to come and testify that an Eishes Ish was Mazarab, they want to ask her Levaila. Okay? And let's say, Tachka would say that, she was Mizan, and doesn't take such place, and two other Eidim come and say, Imanu Ayisa. Right? They become Puzim. What are we going to do to them? How are you going to punish a day who try to ask for an Ishal about them? What are you going to do to them? So what possibilities can you do to them? What do you think?
You kill them.
Kill them. They weren't trying to kill them. Say the last time I was, Bispana said, they weren't interested in killing them. What do you think? You can ask them to the wives? That's pretty silly. Right? How are you going to do that? Comes to us and says, Lobo Lishto, the Nidrasha. Says the Gemara, Lobo Zara, so Lobo Lishto. I can ask them to the wife. What are you going to do? What do you say? What are you going to turn them into?
Ishto
Begufo. Wow. What are you going to do to them? So Lays Brayer, you have to give them Malkus. What else are you going to do to them? What are you going to do? Throw them off the cliff. What do you do with it? You have to leave them out. So that's what Taisa seems to assume. You're going to give them malchus. And anybody writes yet, you're going to give them malchus. Comes in and says, what's the nature of this malchus that you're giving them? Is this a kasha zolam to come malchus? Or is this just exerts a kasha bialma malchus? So the Rebbe says, what's it going to depend on, obviously? The same two things in Taisa. Whatever the answer to that Taisa malchus that Taisa is, that's going to be the answer to this kasha. So why is this important for Taisa? Ma'isa Shaya Kachoy, the Rebbe describes the Shrek Lacham Ha'isa, following the scenario happened. We can just extract that what is relevant for us. It was a Ma'isa Shaya that a woman was apparently Mizana, and they were trying to put together Eidim who actually saw this versus when we spoke about how much exactly you have to see, or whatever. So Eidim were going to come and testify. So when the Eidim came in front of the Beidim being made that such and such a woman was Mizana, so Beidim started asking a lot of questions. They asked every year, what time of the day was it when she was Mizana? They don't remember. They don't know where it washes them. They don't remember. Any a day the Chakiris. It's not a mom, right? Shaw, that's one of the Zion Chakiris. They didn't remember. So the initial reaction of the Beis was, any a day the Chakiris, what is the mission of Sons and Evan? They do some potatoes, throw them out the window, bring the net, set them in. They're gone. Have the picture. Comes to the Yudin and says, no. You cannot throw these 80 men. Why? Says the Rebbe Yehuda, since this is the type of an Eidus where you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zomim, because Rebbe thinks the second day in Taisa is right, that when there's no way to fulfill Kasher Zomim, and Malchus is not a Kiyum of Kasher Zomim. So since there's no way to fulfill the Din of Kasher Zomim, what else falls by the wayside? The whole requirement of Eidus Shiat Yehol Azimah. So since the Gemara Sanhedrin says that the only reason why Ein Yodeh B'Chakiris is no good is because it's an Eidus Shiat Yehol Azimah, so you put the whole picture together, any of their bechakiras is kosher when it comes to an edus lesser isha baila. Wow. If the edim would have been saisa themselves, so they would have said, different one would have said 2 o'clock the afternoon, one would have said 9 o'clock the morning, then you throw them out. That's it. That's any of their bedikas. That's like a steer of bedikas that's out the window. But it's in any of their bechakiras, so our knee jerk reaction is any of their bechakiras is a disaster. So comes in the edim and says, no, any of their bechakiras is only bad in a type of edus where there's a halach of edish atayachalazim. I'll tell you. Do you think he cashes them maybe?
You
can't remember the time. So therefore, everyone else thought that throughout the Eidus finished because Eidus is bottled. What? According to the Nebuda, put together that second day in Thursday Marcus with the Gemara Sanhedrin, because the Nebuda understood the Gemara Sanhedrin, the only reason why Eidus is no good is not a chisara. It's not a chisar in the drisha of Hakira. It's a chisar only because they have detailed Allah of Eidah Shiyat Yah Ozima. When there's no such requirement, so the male of the din of Eidah Deba Hakira falls by the way. So also. That was nearly this breakthrough. Who's got a cash? That's the Nebuchadnezzar. What do you think that's the Nebuchadnezzar? Make sense? When you read the Quran's you would walk away with that same conclusion? Let me ask you a question. Following shot, I'll ask you. When Adam Zomim are proved to be Zomim, two things happen to them. One is obvious. That's what we've been talking about all along. Maybe they get punished. Kasher Zomim lost his nothing. What else happens? Adam becomes bald. Right? Then Eidim HaMazimim on the Vatel, the Eidus of the original Eidim. Okay, so two independent things happen. But the Torah says, Exeris HaKosov, that you require Eidus Shi'iyah, she require Eidus Shi'at HaYachal HaZimah. Right? Then Eidus Shi'iyah HaYachal HaZimah is a possible Eidus. Right? What's the Torah telling us? that under normal circumstances, both of those possibilities have to exist. Because what it Tosfos tells us in the second Teretz, what's the mokah for Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azim? How do you know that you have to have Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azim? Because the Torah describes the scenario of pulling out of Eidus Omer. So the Torah describes in that parasha both consequences of being an Eidus Omer. The Torah describes Vasis and Lokasha Zaman Lassas Yodim. And the Torah also describes Vinei Eid Sheker Ha'Eid, Sheker Nabi Achiv, that the Eidus is the Taylor. It's plainly not about as an Eidus Sheker. So one could say as follows, that the din of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azimah really has two requirements to it. Every time Eidim walk up the Beis Din, you have to have the potential possibility of being able to do two things to them. You have to be able to be ma'anish them, in theory they'll turn out to be Eidim Zomim, because the Torah says Kasha Zomim. And you have to also be able to have the ability to be mevatel Eidusim, because the Torah says Vinei Shagrei. Those are two independent requirements of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azimah. We always lump them together, because we always, we don't, mentalize what the word is. We don't think so much that Eidim Zomim, two things are happening. We say Eidim Zomim finished, Eidim Zomim is Gemara. No. If you think about it logically, there are two distinct things that are taking place in Eidim Zomim. And Mechora tells us Lomdus and Makkos that whatever the Pasuk talks about has to have the potential to be able to be Mekuyam, Mechora applies to Zomim comes. When Tosfos comes on the Beis of Aleph and Makkos, he tells us a tremendous Kiddush. That whenever you can't be ma'anish Eidim Zomimim, therefore there's no requirement of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azimah, what does Tosfos mean? Tosfos means therefore you throw the whole thing away, you throw the baby out of the bathwater, that there's no requirement of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azimah b'chlau. Or maybe all Tosfos meant was that half of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azimah, namely the ability to be able to be ma'anish the Eidim, since that onesh isn't shayat, since the parshas kasha zalim doesn't apply to this particular type of eidus, so the middle of the ability to be able to be ma'anish doesn't apply either. Masha inking, agabe, the ability to be able to be mevatel the eidus, where does it say in places that requirement is thrown by the wayside also? Let's not forget, what was Tosfos kasha? What was Tosfos original kasha? Tosfos asked, how can whoever accept the Eidus of Eidu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. After all, we can never turn them into Eidus, we can never turn them into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That's an Onesh type of a question. So Tosfos is asking, how can you accept the Eidus? It's not Shayat Hadish Hazam Hazam. So what did Tosfos answer? Since the Torah says that the Onesh Hazam is not Shayat in this case, the mail of the requirement of Atta Yachal Azimah doesn't apply as well. But that in no shape or form means to say that the two Eidim who come in to say Begrusha and Chalutza, that you throw away the entire din of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azimah, there could be that any Eidus that set in Beis Din that does not have the ability to levatel Eidusim Ayyadei HaZomah, there's still a problem, even an Eidus of Begrusha and Chalutza. So getting back over here, the Rebbe compared Eidus Nuz to Eidus Begrusha and Chalutza. If two Eidim walk into Beis Din and say, this woman was Mazana, and they can't remember hour of the day that she was Mazana, not only can we not fulfill Kasha Zomim to them, what else can we do? We can never be about Paredes. There's no way for us to be about Paredes. What's going to happen? Two ways we're going to come and say, Imanu Hayisem. When? At 2 o'clock. Well, we don't know. Maybe it happened at 5 o'clock. We don't remember. They never committed it. They never put their foot in their mouth. So only when the Eidim put their foot in their mouths and they say, the Oisei Mokom, the Oisei Zman, it's not Mesuyim, this hour, that is the only thing that sets up the possibility of Levata Leidusim Ayde HaZomah. So Kol Zman, that possibility doesn't exist, that's called an Eidus She'i Atta Yochel HaZimah. True enough, we don't care about the fact that we can't be Ma'anish them, that has nothing to do with the Biblical Eidus. The fact that you require a possibility of Levata Leidus, that's Chayk Le'yav under all circumstances. This is the base Halevi's Taina that they do. So Levi says, does not understand what the Rebbe is talking about. Happened, they didn't realize there are two different parts of Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azimah. But I would say this is a side, this is a tangential problem that the Beis HaLevi has in their community. What we're going to focus on right now is a much more fundamental question that the Beis HaLevi raises. Yeah, every Eidus Zomim, two things happen. The Eidus becomes batal and the Eidim get punished. So just because we're mevater on one half of the eidus shatriyachazik, we'll accept an eidus even though there's no way to punish them, that doesn't mean we'll accept their eidus. There's no way to be mevater their eidus.
That's what the Beis HaLevi says?
Beis HaLevi is tied against the Beis HaLevi, right?
No, the Behuda seems to imply.
The Behuda says that any of the Eber Hakiras is good whenever there's no din of Eber Shaftei Acholazimah, so that any of the Eber Hakiras is good. So says the Beis HaLevi, one, just because you're not able to admonish them, what makes you believe that you don't have to have the ability to revash like do some? But that's a side point. This Machalik is, that's a very small, this great global picture. Comes the Beis HaLevi and says, he thinks that the Beis HaLevi totally misunderstood the Gemara says. Let's go back to school. The Gemara said, what's the difference between the Bedikos, the external types of questions about what color shoes are, and the Chakiras? So the Gemara says, why is it that any of the Bedikos is good and any of the Chakiras is no good? So the Gemara said, it's the din of Eidish Ata Yachal Azimah. That's what does it. So remember I said that the Yehuda learned the Gemara Kipshuto? So whenever I say that means there's another pshat out there, which is not Kipshuto. Anyone think of another totally different way of reading the Gemara? Rabbi Shechter, it's a razzle-dazzle pshat. Maybe reading the Gemara totally. Maybe the Gemara means like this. Maybe the Chakiras of the Araisa and the Bedikas of the Araisa. How come by the Chakiras in your day is possible, which in effect means that Eidim who don't say the Mokum of the Zman, we declare that that's a Chisar of the Gufa Eidus. We say that an Eid who cannot tell the place the Mokum of the Zman is giving me said nothing. So he walked into the base and said, Reuben killed. I can't remember who he killed exactly. It was Reuben did something to Shimon. I can't remember. Did he kill him or did he punch him in the nose? I can't remember. It's not Eidus. So when it comes to the Chakiras, from the fact that we say that Ein Yodea is a problem, that shows that we're viewing the Chakiras as being an integral part of the Eidus. But wait a second. Vichtei Haidereis Vahaidereis. There's a diminator to ask Chakiras. There's a diminator to ask Bedikas also. So how come when it comes to the Bedikas, we have to ask those Bedikas? Everyone agrees with me. We got to ask whether the guy's shoes are red or purple. We have to ask that question. But clearly, the response to that question is not part of the Gufa Eidus. That's a mitzvah of Kalasalat Dayonim, not a chelik of the Eidus Gufa. Haraya, Ein Yodea, it doesn't disqualify it. If Ein Yodea if this would have been a day, the Bedikas, the extraneous questions, would have been an integral part of the Eidus also. Every Eid who comes has to say what color shoes the guy was wearing. So then if you would have said any other day, that would have been chaser. That's the question. How come? It's not just a simple balbatish question. Well, how come here it's kosher, here it's possible? No, it's a long shishal. Namely, how come you're viewing the any other day and the chakiris? How come you're viewing the Zman as an integral part of Eidus? And how come you're viewing other things and not an integral part of Eidus? To what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers like this. Since there is a halacha on the books called Eidus Sha'at Yachal Azima, we all know that in theory there is such a halacha. And Yachal Azima usually involves the Makom and the Zman. So you see that the Torah took Makom and Zman with the utmost seriousness. That Makom and Zman is a crucial part of the story. The contrast to the red and green shoes is not really all that important. So since there's a halach of Eidish Atiyach Razima, that's Magala to me, that even though the Torah says the same pasuk, the Rash, the Fakar, the Sha'al, the Heiter, it sounds like the Torah is saying B'dikas and Chakiras, it's all the same. No, that we have a right to say that there are two different halachas, that the nature of the Din of Chakiras is a part of the Chetz of the Eidus, part of the Gufa Eidus, in contrast to the Bedikas, which are just a mitzvah of the Alma, they ask, they ask, they ask, they don't ask, they get a good answer, it's good, they don't get a good answer, it's also good. Eidus Shateach Azima is not the reason why Ein Yodea Bechakiris is possible. Eidus Shateach Azima is Magala to me that the nature of the Gzeres HaKosav of asking Chakiras is fundamentally different than the Gzeres HaKosav of asking Bedikas. The Chakiras are a part of the Eidus. So if I ask you, Tachlis, Josh, why why is Ein Yodei B'Chakiras possible? So don't tell me because it's Eidish Atzei Mazina. That's not the right answer. What's the real answer? Why is Ein Yodei B'Chakiras possible?
Because you didn't tell a story.
I said, why should that be? Why is Mokman's man so important? You see that the Torah takes Mokman's man a lot more seriously because there is a halacha out there in the books. One of the rules of this involves Mokman's man. So you see that Mokman's man is a very, very critical part of the Eidus.
Why need to, if it doesn't have to do directly with the Dhamma like that, why would need to ask, why would they need to say specifically the day and the date? I'm saying if the purpose is to get witnesses to testify to be Muslim, then
no. So it's not to do mass. Exactly what we're
right,
saying.
Right.
That's not just
to
do mass.
So why would you need? Why is the halacha that you need both them to say both the date and the day of the week? I think Rashi said the reason why you do that is because you want them to be you want witnesses to be Muslim.
You mean you say it in a view? You're saying more than a view rather than a salami.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear Kasha. One second. So we have a fundamentally different way of reading the Gemara to the Nehudah and the Beis Halevi. According to the Nehudah, why is Ein Yodea B'Chakiras possible? Because it's Eidus Atzei Mazina. So according to the Nehudah, the requirement of Bedikas and the requirement of B'Chakiras are really the same. They're really both mitzvahs of Talas HaMatayanim, the mitzvahs L'Chatchila, and the only reason why Ein Yodea B'Chakiras is possible is for a court, because the additional halacha. Step two, because Eidish Yetzir HaChazim. Moshenkin, according to the Beis HaLevi now, Eidish Yetzir HaChazim is not the Tam HaDavar. Eidish Yetzir HaChazim is the Raya that it's a fundamentally different type of a din. It's a classic, you know, Chakir, you know, whenever you have, is it the Siba, the Simen? Is Eidish Yetzir HaChazim the reason why it's possible? It's the Sibas Apsul? That's what I need to say. That's you, Roger? Yeah, Gavali, you got it. He's been this year for a year and 3 days. He knows what I'm talking about. According to the Beis HaLevi, it's not the Sivas of Sul, it's the Raya that the nature of Sul is that Igre Eidus is Chaser Menasek. Comes the Beis HaLevi now.
So, this is saying that Chakirot are more important than Sviva because it is smart, because the more integral part. Of
right, they're more integral, right. Eidus is Chaser Menasek is just the whole Chach, but that's true. Right.
So, one can argue that Sviva are just as important because
the
Eidim just come along and say, okay,
we'll
learn the
Chakirot and
whatever,
that's not important.
The
Eidim is all just saying,
yeah,
right.
The Eidim is just important, not even more.
Yeah. So what's going to happen tremendous stuff to me in Aladina, to the base of Eidim and the Buddha? So, you tell me. What's going to be tremendous stuff to me in Aladina, to the base of Eidim and the Buddha? No.
Other things that are important that are considered Igur.
Yeah, that's also true. You get around the right in a minute. But tell me, in this case. The name view that is Gebalt Geshtukotera, that since the whole thing in the Mechkius is just a function of Eidish Atei Achalazima, so the male, whatever you don't mean, Eidish Achalazima, so the male idea of the Mechkius falls by the wayside. So Sergei Beis HaLevi, that is absolutely wrong. Says the Beis HaLevi, if you need Drish Chakir by Eidus Nos, assuming that's true, it may not be true, but assuming that's true, that you need Drish Chakir by Eidus Nos, so says the Beis HaLevi, the Drish Chakir doesn't change from case to case. The nature of the Zayin Chakiris doesn't change. If Zayin Chakiris are an integral part of the Eidus, but the Nefashos, the Imamris, so they're an integral part of the Eidus for Dinez Nos also. You don't need Eidus Shatei Achlazim by Dinez Nos, that's nice, that's true, but that's irrelevant. But that wasn't the reason why the Yodei Mechikirus was possible. That was just the halacha that the nature of the Din of the Mechikirus is an equal part of the Eidus. So the Beis HaLevi attacked the Yodei on both fronts. He thought he was wrong because of his shtickle turn about two parts of Eidus Yodei Mechazima. But even more fundamentally, he thought he was wrong because he thought that the Yehudis Peshat and the Gemara said that it was fundamentally flawed. So this Machlek is very Achareinim. How to read Peshat in this Gemara. Which Rishonim do you think that we stand on this? So this is clearly the Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. Right? Everyone figured this out. When you bring the Rambam Kamash, you realized you're reading Sanhedrin. Everyone figured out, of course, there are two different ways to read the Gemara. And that's Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. No. Come on, you figured this out, right? Sitch. So, comes the Gemara and says like this. The Gemara speaks clearly about Chakiros, the Machlekes the Rambam. Then the Gemara speaks about bedikas. Questions such as what color shoes he's wearing under, what tree did he, what kind of tree did he kill him under, etc. Comes the Rambam and says there's a third category literally between the cracks. So the Gemara doesn't exactly say that Feirish exists as a category in and of itself. And the Rambam coined a new phrase. What is it called?
Drishos.
Right? The Gemara never uses the phrase Drishos, even though the Gemara does use the phrase Drisha the Chakira, right? Gemara said, that's what we're learning, that base is an enter. So at least we're talking about the heaven now. So comes the Gemara and says, Drish v'chakira. So comes around and says, hey, wait a second, what does Drish mean? Chakiras we know, those are the Mokum Isman. Bedikas we know, that's the color shoes. What are the Drishas? Comes the ground and says, if you look carefully in the Gemara, there are certain questions in between the lines that are not quite Mokum Isman. On the other hand, they're not totally superfluous, extraneous, like other what tree killed it. They're questions that relate to the etzem hachikr, the etzem aveiro. For example, let's say you're talking about a shvichas rav, talking about a ritzicha. So, Beis Din should probably ask the eidim, well, did he kill him with a knife, or did he kill him with a gun? That's a pretty important question. Now, because that's not from the Mokum Isman, it's not from the Zayin Shakiras. So, comes the Rambam and says, those are the drishos. Anything that relates to the etzem aveiro, to the mamash, the mice itself, that's called drishos. Comes the Rambam and says, okay, very nice, but the Rambam gives the third category. My nafka mina that it's called Rishos. What separates this from the other, from the Bedikos? Any idea of the Rishos, what's the din? A disimpotable. If not only if one guy says it, one guy says it, because only God is apostle, but if neither of them can remember, or one of them can't remember what he killed him with, the Avis is thrown out the window. Comes the Rive and Shrike out of Kayim and says, that's Bedikos. Who cares what he killed him with? That's Bedikos. Any of them Bedikos is a Dusan Ksheira. Comes the case of Mishnah and says, he doesn't know what the Gemara is talking about. If the Gemara says the whole reason why any of the Hakiris is no good is because of Eidashiach Yachal Azima, Tachlis, why did it matter what the murder weapon was? And somebody asked me before, no, it's like food when they were a kid. It was the butler with the rope and the water. Okay? Who cares what the weapon was? The guy's dead. Tachlis, the guy's dead. Who cares? So how can the Rambam say any of the Bechiris is no good? Ketmish says, Tachzorach, you know the Rambam. So the Chora of the Rambam was a brisker, was a levy. The Rambam, the Chora, the Pshat, the Gemara, Sanhedrin, like the Beis HaLevi. Namely, what ultimately determines whether something is any of the apostle or not, this particular statement of any of the apostles, is not really because of any of the apostles. What really is the name of the game, is what did Josh say before? If it's the
Ikaridus.
So the Rambam is learning like this. Anything that relates to the murder weapon, anything that relates to the Etzema Aveira, of course that's Ikaridus. That wasn't even a Shiloh of the Gemara. That's partial. But that's going to be the Vat of the whole ages with any Adeya. The Gemara's Kasha was, Maishno Chakiros from the Dikos, namely, Chakiros are not really part of the Aveira itself. Who cares whether we killed him in New York, killed him in California? Who cares whether we killed him 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? So that's external to the story. And the Bedikas are short, so who cares whether he's wearing red shoes or green shoes? So the Gemara is asking, when you're dealing with both equally external parts of the story, so Maishna Haim and Haim, how come one Indian day is possible and the other Indian day is Kosher? So the Gemara is the Chadesh, the Tibet Salimbi. That true Makom and Zman appear at first glance to be external, not an integral part of the Eidus, but since there is a din of Eidus and Bechal Azim, so you see the Torah really, really cares about Makom and Zman. So you see Makom and Zman can be labeled as part of the Iker Eidus. But something which is for sure Iker Eidus, such as what the murder weapon was, so it came Maladaka, that was never Shah, that was never a demon. So according to the Rambam, any of the Bidrishos, that new category that the Rambam made up, about this Mavatal whole thing, this not within the fact that it's the Avis Sha'at Yachal Azimah. And the Rabbit says he never heard of such a thing. Rashi and Edra also says, Mamash never heard of such a thing. According to Rashi, the only thing that passes any Yodea is if it's Iyat Yachal Azimah. That's it. Those two things are an ironclad equation. That's Mamash Nefimah. According to Rashi, what are the Drishas exactly? The Gemara says, Echad Dinim Amnes, Echad Dinim Fash, the Drish Vechakira. What does Drishas mean?
Chakira.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It means Bedikas, it means Chakiras, it means yes, the same questions. There is no third category. According to the Rambam, there are three distinct categories in Allah. There's Drishas, Chakiras, and Bedikas, and according to the Rambam and Rashi, there's Chakiras, which are only Mochama because of Eidish other Hosim, and then there's everything else. So, Lachari, that seems to be the Rambam.
Why is Rama thinking
that
it's part of the
Kira? It's not. The Gemara learns out seven Kira's, the Gemara says, and we know what they are. The Eza Shana, Eza Yom, Eza Chodesh, Eza Shah, etc.
Why those?
But those, that's not. Those are all. Those are all, because it says Hakira seven times. The Gemara has drushes. The Gemara looks after the Sukkot, there are seven Hakiras. Yeah, sure. It's all there, I said.
But the Rambam does seem to be Nechla and put all the Chakiras and Jushas together into one main category called Chakiras. At the end of all of
it, the end, the Rambam throws in that funny line, but he says that
they're all Kol Kulan
Chakiras. Yeah, but he doesn't really mean that. I think he just means that they're all Iker Edus.
Excluding, you know, from the Dikas?
But it can't just be. But the Rambam did start out by saying that they're different, right? The Rambam does have like a little bit of a backtrack, a little bit. But I think he's just saying that, just to indicate the fact that he didn't do the same in the Sotiri of the Apostle.
Didn't really say that the
Rabbi
held that any of
them
in
Jerusalem
were
shared? The Rabbi says only any of them with
Kiras
is possible. That's it.
The
Rabbi.
But then
if you
said
the Rabbi
says in
Jerusalem. No, when the Rabbi is calling Jerusalem, the Rabbi is calling Bedikas. Yeah, the Rabbi holds the thing as Jerusalem. The Rabbi says it's Hakiras and it's Bedikas. Right, it's just the semantics. So possible. So this is all, yeah.
The Zachakiras, does it all apply to Zom?
Yeah, you need all of them to get himself.
It's
theory, yeah. In theory, again. Not exactly, but theory. It's impossible. So this is all an introduction. This wasn't really what the function of this is. You have to know all this and understand all what we're talking about now. But now we have to talk about the head of the base. The base. Comes the Gemara and says, after the Imam is having the function of Vishnu Chakira. Right? So it sounds like the Imam is the same. Right? All the Allah is totally and completely the same. Comes in there to Yehuda, same tshuva, and makes an unbelievable chiddush, tremendous chiddush. Comes in there and says, I'm going to tell you a chiddush on a level of deraisa, you're not going to believe. That's why he's going to bring a raya or a fetch a raya. You're not going to believe this one, says in the Yehuda. This did, Eda sha'ata yochav azim is chayto yavri yimidit, says in the Yehuda, you know what? I think that this din is only true in what area of halacha?
Din
of fashas. So not a din of mamonis. I don't think there's any requirement ever min ha Torah of eidah sha'ata yochol azim by din of mamonis. Which Rishon sounds like that? The Ram sounds like that a little bit. But we'll see whether Ram probably didn't really mean that. Okay? But the Ram does use that phrase, Rechaz Ratzeh, more places. Ram says Eidah Sheyet Erchazima is not acceptable din nefashos. The Rambam did you throw in those last two words din nefashos? Apparently superfluous. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rambam Rambam held like him, comes to Rabbi and says that's the din. How do I know that it's true? Says the Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that Eidah Sheyet Erchazima only applies to din nefashos? Says the Rabbi Yehuda. Where does it come from? What's the source for Eidah Sheyet Erchazima? What it says in Makos Naveisa. What's Kashizom talking about? Dine Nefashos, right? You're going to kill the guy. Kashizom, Lazim, the other, you're after him, you're kill the guy. So, what right do you have to compare it to Dine Mavrus? Is that a good question? Maybe what? Maybe we do have a right to carry over from Dine Nefashos to Dine Mavrus. It's a heaven, a base. Mishperechat. So Nevi has upset 20 page tshuva to try to show you why. Mishperechat was only said like Abi Yishuv Kiyur. It wasn't said like Abi Eidah Sheyet Erchazima. Now again, that's not such a wild chiddush because after all, we had Arav Taisa and Rabbeis, who was also talking about Mishperechat. Mishperechat is not the end all of everything. Haraya is a sugya in the fourth parak, which lists to all. Ma'abe Din Nefash and Din Mamaris. There are 10 differences between Din Nefash and Din Mamaris. So Mishperechat is clearly not the end of the day. That's clearly not everything there is to say about Din Imam and Din Nefashos. But the video tries so hard to show, to prove to you, why Mishperechat was never sent by God to Eidah Sheyet Erchazima. And he scanned by his stands, by his guns, that Eidah Sheyet Erchazima was only his chadar for Din Nefashos, and that doesn't carry over to Din Imam. There happened, the Beis Halevi says, he doesn't understand what he's talking about. Beis Halevi did not get along with this topic at all. Why doesn't he understand what he's talking about? Because you probably want to make a piece of information. That's right. I checked you. I asked you, Pash David's over. What's it talking about? Pashas. Yeah, Pashas, yeah. And what else is it talking about? The Gemara says, at the end of the pasuk, Lo zechos yinecha yad v'yad. So the Gemara says, yad v'yad, but it didn't know yad v'yad, it means numbers. So basically he says, he doesn't say, what are you going to be talking about? Why do you assume the Pashas Din Zomim was only said by Nefashas, and now he's spending 20 pages to try to show you everything you ever want to know about Mishpadech, and whether it carries over the Din Zomim. He says, from Mehecha Shalomadu, from the pasuk itself, that talks about Din Zomim. So, l'chari, that should be the raya. Maybe Din Zomim is maybe Nefashas. That's his problem that I didn't find. But let's let the Nebuchadnezzar go on his way. He was an Adam Gadol, you know. We'll let him have what he suggests. Anyone see what direction the Nebuchadnezzar is going to now? Oh, yes, you see where he's heading? He's heading to an unbelievable chiddush. Just the chiddush does that there's no bit of Eidus She'at Yechon Azima which is quite possible. What else do we know that Nebuchadnezzar holds? What other ironclad equation does he believe in? That any of the Hakiris is only possible because of Eidus She'at Yechon Azima. Again, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu is based on whether we're still doing Jewish Hakiris. Since the days of Rabbi Chanina, we haven't done Jewish Hakiris in 1,000 years in Dinimamis. From the good old days when they used to do Jewish Hakiris in Dinimamis, so catch this. When you ask the Eidim, two Eidim come in and say, Reuben lent Shimon $100. So we asked the Eidim, when did it happen? They said, we have no idea. We can't remember. Where did it happen? Not the foggiest clue. Eidim are dead b'chakiris. What does the Nebbi to say? Eidim is a supportive question. No problem at all. Absolutely not a problem to say this. Right?
Just by mama.
Well, this is no more of a chiddush in effect than the Nebbi said that Eidim is dead b'chakiris and chalitza. And this is no either. Because remember, what was the Nebuchadnezzar's breakthrough? The Nebuchadnezzar said that whenever there's no requirement of Eidus She'at Yechon Azima, the Mele Eidus the Bechir's Kasha. That's how the Nebuchadnezzar runs it in. It might only have that, right? So once the Nebuchadnezzar told us a second Kiddush, that by Dinim Mamunis there's no din of Eidus She'at Yechon Azima, so then this conclusion is there's not all that far on. So to your basic geometry here. If this is true and this is true, so you just put the two theorems together, and of course the next statement is true.
Why did you say that by Dinim Mamunis
because he claimed that the whole parasha of Eidus She'at Yechon Azima was only said by Nefashas, that's the parasha of Kashas only told by Nefashas, and he doesn't think there's any mocher to extend it. That is a second chiddush. So you put these two chiddushim together. Chiddush number one, that Eini Yodei B'Chakiris and Eidus She'at Yechon Azima Mamash Tanu Ha'ach. That was the first chiddush here. Combined with the second unbelievable chiddush, there's no din of Eidus She'at Yechon Azima to pass on the din of Mamanis, and you're left with this unbelievable conclusion. So you have to take this Nebi Yehuda and really stop for a second and the conclusion is that any of the Bechakiris by Dinim Mamunis is perfectly good. Yes, I'm asking that. You've got to stop for a second and scratch your head and say, wait a second. We're reading the Gemara's ahead in the days of the days. Oh, my Rabbi Chanina, the Baratoy Recha Dinim Mamunis, Echa Dinim Fashas, Madrish Bechakira. So what does that mean, according to Nebi Yehuda? It doesn't mean exactly what it says. What it means is like this. That both by Dini Mamunis and Dini Nefashas, we have to ask the questions, because the Rashi of the Chakarta applies to Nefashas, and then Mishkodech and Yilachem carries it over to Mamunis. So there's a mitzvah will tell us our days that they ask the questions in both cases, but the answers that we're going to get are going to be fundamentally different. If in Dini Nefashas, one of the Eidim says, Eini Yodea, we throw the Eidus out, because it's Eidus She'et Yechon Azima. If in Dini Mamunis, one of the Eidim says, Eini Yodea, we're okay with that. We smile and say, great, no problem, just keep on rolling. That's what Rabbi Chanina meant. Shouldn't he have told us that? Isn't this statement just unbelievably misleading? Echad Dini Mamunis, V'echad Dini Nefashas, V'shachir, only means halfway. That means, yeah, they're the same, they have to ask the questions, but they're so fundamentally different than the answers that you get. Is that mind-boggling, Josh? Are you not boggled in it?
How can you more say about Zalman time, ask the question by Zalman and by the Rushim and Kluzi, even if it's not shy for the Rush? Once we say it's not shy at all, why?
Who is the question? Tosis is the question. So Tosis said that. Forget, what Tosis is saying is the same as the Rebbe saying within Imamunis. It's the same thing? Yes, so Mamelia. Yeah. So does Rabbi Chanina, like, doesn't he steer in the fence? No. Same thing. That's exactly what the Nebuchadnezzar writes. That you have to reread Rabbi Chanina to mean he only told you half the story. He only told you the questions and didn't give you the answers. But the answers are going to be totally different. Not only is the Nevi Yehuda difficult in terms of the stima saloshe of Rabbi Chanina, there's an even more powerful textual question against the Nevi Yehuda. Not from Sedet in the base, but from another Sedet in the base. It's much mind-boggling, this cash. Just in terms of the textual question of the Nevi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Chanina come off to say such a statement that throughout the Torah, the Imam is in the flesh of the Dishma Kakira? The Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says, Echad bin Imam, 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 right? Then the Gemara explains, the Gemara is in a way. So the Mishnah starts out, just take a look at the Mishnah, the Mishnah starts out, Echad bin Imam, 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 comes the Mishnah and says, now that we've just got finished telling you that the Imam is the same, what differences are there between the imamas and the nefashas? So the Mishnah lists off 10 things. The imamas, the shloi, the nefashas, the shloi, the imam, the menuschos, the menuchav, the nefashas. It lists off 10 tangential differences, technical differences between the imamas and the nefashas. What's wrong with this Mishnah?
It didn't mention,
it's not just that it left out a tangential one, it left out the eco one. According to the Nevi Yehuda, this Mishnah should have read like this. However, that's what the Mishnah should have said. Rather than addressing something which is the sugya itself with a detail of Dushach Hakira, the Mishnah goes on to left field and tell you, by the way, in case you forgot what it says in the base, El Din Imamas need 3 and Din Nefashas need 23. Thank you very much, Shkach Gwal. Why didn't the Mishnah explain? This is even more powerful, that this is more than just the steamless lush of Rabbi Chanina da Beis. The Mishnah is unbelievably mystery. The Beis HaLevi said, this Kasha alone, he can't be masking what the Nevi Yehuda said. He said, the Mishnah is mamish glaring error. Clearing omission from the Mishnah is a hochacha raya brushen lechu that Nevi is wrong. Now, he could be wrong for one of two reasons. He could be wrong because, they basically happens to all these wrong for both reasons. He could be wrong either because his equation between Eidah Shetir HaChazim and Eidah Kachirus is wrong, so basically we took him to task for that, or he could be wrong in the second Kiddush that the Imam does not require Eidah Shetir HaChazim, or he could be wrong on both.
I understand. If we were to come to Mishnah, you say it's an essentially,
we're just going to have a
case
where
you don't need
Jishach Kerbedin Amos,
right?
No, who said? No, 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 no. You need Jishach Kerbedin Amos. You have to ask the question. That's how you should put that. Of course, you have to ask. That's the Mishnah. But the answers that you get.
They
could
say, I
don't
know
everything. They could say, right? They could say, right? Shouldn't someone have told us that before Prague, 1700s? Right? At the base, I'll leave this cash. Yeah.
Assuming that when you said
The Mishnah doesn't say anything about it. So Mishlama is first Kiddush, not such a wild Kiddush. Remember we said that if you're reading the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that first Machlokes and Nevi'im in the Beis HaLevi about the relationship, or lack thereof, between Enya Deva Chakiris and Enya Shetech HaChazima, who's the simple pshat in the Gemara? Maybe it's much simpler pshat. Beis HaLevi is really, really, you know, wild, upside down pshat. So I'm willing to give the Nevi'im to his first Kiddush. What forced him to say a second Kiddush? Because towards the Rambam, I don't figure out what forced the Nevi into the second Kiddush to say that there's no din, besides the fact that there's no pasuk for it. Something forced it.
I mean, like the Tosfos' answer on Machlokes, you could use the answer that.
No, but in a moment, there is the ability to be Mazamir. You make a guy pay.
Was he the answer in, he didn't know Tosfos' answer in Machlokes on Beis HaNal. He could have said that, so he said that it's Nefashos. He said by Nefashos, Only been the Dini Nefashos is the requirement of Yafala Ziva.
No, how do you know that? But Tosus knew that. Tosus was contrasting din of nefashis to bei drusha bechalutza because it happened on onish. That's applicable for bei drusha bechalutza. But momus, there isn't onish. If I made it that you bar hazal shim, I don't need exam. I got to pay another dollar. And of course, that's the Gemara that's the key to everything. It's Quran's Gemara. What was that Gemara? Who remembers that Gemara?
Shua. This one seems to be Pasha. This one seems to fit well with another Yehuda.
What's the Gemara saying? There's Machlokes of Tanoi about the following. Okay? So the Shaila is Eidus Acher Eidus by Dinim Amnus. What's the Dinim's following? Let's say Reuben walks to the basin by himself and says that he saw Levi lend Yehuda 100 times. Tells you the time, the date, everything. Good. Very nice. So what would Bezin pass in right now? 28 Echad. So what do they have to do? Shuvah Serech. But the case doesn't stop there. The next day, Shimon walks to the Bezin and says, guess what? That was also Levi lend Yehuda 100 times. So now, Bezin has the Cheshvan. Let's see. Here comes some tough, serious high degree math up here. 1 plus 1 equals 2. So we have two Edom now, who in effect say that Reuven bought 100,000 Shimon. So what do you do about it? After all, they're two totally different atheists. One came on Sunday, one came on Monday. So one time says that you have to view it as two separate Dinei Torah, and you can only do the Chayesh Shvui, and keep it in Mitzvah. And we happen not to pass it like that. We pass it like the other time, and we'll say no. But Edom Sacher, Edom Sacher, Edom Sacher, and Dinei Mamas, Dinei Fashas, that wouldn't work. The Dinei Fashas, not only did the Edom have to come together, the Edom have to have been able to see each other. This is what Edom Mirchedes, and you have, let's say you have a murder took place and one eight saw from one window and the other eight saw the other, but they didn't see each other, so that whole eight is thrown out. There's a cross that's still good with the Nefashim. The Mamas, that's okay. So the Gemara says that not only is that okay, but even if the Edom are coming in Mamas two different days, that's also okay.
Isn't there anything
about Lashon Hara when Edom comes in? Yeah, that's the Sigim Sof, says that he's not supposed to come, but he could come B'chayiv Shavua, so maybe that is important. But, so comes the Gemara and says it's okay. So comes in Levi B'Hudah. And he asks the following bar question. How could it be that Eidus after Eidus is with Starefus? Let the first aid turn around the Beis Din and say, hey, wait a second. How can you tell me that I have to pay if I turn out to be an aid zomer? Right? It turns out the both of aid zomer. How could I have to pay for being an aid zomer? I didn't come to be mechayev the guy money. I didn't know another guy's going to show up tomorrow. I came to the Chayav Gai Shavua. And now my bad luck that another Nikabu comes in tomorrow also ends up to be an Eid Zomim. So I only want to be the Chayav Shavua. So make me take a Shavua. There's no such thing. Eidus on Shavua. Eid Zomim Shavua is meaningless. So how could it then be you give me Chayav Gai money? Is that a good Taina? It's a good following a Taina. So comes in the Rebbe and says, he's Takarai. The Eidus Takarai. If you have an Eidus after Eidus, so there's no way we can ever force that first guy to pay money else Eid Zayim. Because you can always prompt himself by saying, well, L'chai B'Shavu Basi. So now what's the punchline of the Nebu? If that's true, that you could never be M'chai of the first aid to pay money, because you could always say L'chai B'Shavu Basi, it turns out it's always a what? It's an aid that you get the Yachla Zima. How could there be kosher in the first place? How could Eidus Acher Eidus ever be kosher, says an Ebuda? By definition, it's an Eidus Yetayach Lazimah. That's an Ebuda's kosher. So comes an Ebuda and says, what do you see from here? There's only one conclusion you can draw from here, that Eidus Yetayach Lazimah is kosher l'chadchila by Dinim Amunis. From the institution of the Allah of Eidus Acher Eidus Mr. Ephes, from there, goofy, you see that there's no requirement whatsoever Eidus Yetayach Lazimah by Dinim Amunis. That's an Ebuda's way.
Even by just trying to be a Chayim Mashua, just clarify, like I would live in it, just when, he'll say, I just wanted to make him.
No, but the title, so what's going to happen? In this scenario, Reuven comes Sunday and Shimon comes on Monday, then it turns out that they're both Edom. What do you do to Reuven? Can he be the Chayim Mashua? There is something that's crazy, it's ridiculous. How can he be Chayim Mashua? The Chayim Mashua, That's his raya.
We also say that from here you can see that you're not mechuyev to do drushas v'chakiras with the emunas, because you're not going to do drushas v'chakiras on the first guy who walks in on Sunday.
Then you do drushas v'chakiras at Shavuos also. That's the Rebbe Dizraya. Who wants to be Deich in the Rebbe Dizraya?
Can we say,
like Tosus said, by the whole Gush Rechalutz is not included in Pasha's Kasha Zom, but Mabonis is in Pasha's Kasha Zom.
This case is not.
No, so that every Eidish Shatei Achazim should be good because it's Eif Shal Azim. You can't say that.
It's not really a case of
Dina Malos,
it's really
it's
a case of
the Shmuel.
Like,
no, but then it turns
into a case of
the
Shmuel when they say, I'm
going to
came to
the
Shmuel. So,
what do you say? You start not saying wrong. What you meant to say, what you really meant to say was like this. So we paskin that there's a shvur. There's no mom. Eidach can't be made to mom. Shnai made me up and talk. There's a chir shvur in the term. What's pshat? This pshat that the Eidachod only has the koyach to mechayv shvur. That's it. That's all there is a rank no more. Eidach cannot be mechayv shvur. It cannot be mechayv mom. The puck stops here at the chir shvur. Or no. Eidachod taka can be mechayv mom. And Eidachod comes and he says, yeah, on that, it's mechayvam, but one. The Torah gives a way out for the Baal Din. The Torah says that if you as a Baal Din a machish the aid, you take your shavu al hachish as an aid, so then we're going to say the aid is a shavu al But basically, when the Erechad walked in, he wasn't coming in b'tayras mechayv shavua. He was coming in b'tayras mechayv mamam. Oh, what? Every time you mechayev mamon in such a way, you have to wait. It's then in dvar shalachet mamon shtayim. The Baal Din doesn't have the koyach to be machish to wait. But if it was only an erecha that you came to start with, it was such a lower level of biror. So the Torah gives you a special freebie. You have the ability to be machish. Why would anybody say such a backwards way? The second shot that really the erecha doesn't koyach to be mechayev mamon is just no. Forget the maybe as a side thing. Why would anyone want to say the second way? What did seem to support the second way? Is that what we spoke about last year?
He doesn't take a shvur.
What?
He doesn't take a
shvur. Yeah, what's the deal if he doesn't take a shvur? Mitosh and Yachli Shava, Shalom. Half of the deal is that if the Baal Din chooses not to take a shvur, or for whatever technical reason you can't take a shvur, what's the deal? He's got to pay. He's got to come up with the money. So that seems to indicate that when the Erechad walks in and says that, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, the Erechad is saying much more than just this chayav to take a shvur. The Erechad is really saying this chayav to pay. Elo what? There's a quirk, you have a p'tur to be bachash the aid. And if you don't have the ability to take to use that p'tur, well, then you're left with your shvur.
Why are you saying that?
One is
coming through
Mechayv Shvua.
Does that
once
he's
Mechayv Shvua
now? Because
now the Torah is putting a knot on him in effect. So who remembers last year we spoke about this? Remember the reason why the guy is in the Yachal Shavah is not his fault? Remember? Right? Rav Tosfos, remember we spoke about this last year in Ksumas? It's happening. So this Chakir is Pashas Mechayv Shvua. So comes the Beis HaLevi and responds back to the Rebbe and says, your raya from Eidus Acha Eidus is a meaningless raya. Why? Because you thought that the Eid has a way to say, but L'chaya Shavua Basi, it's not true. When the Eid walks into Beis and he says, Reuven borrowed 100,000 Shimon, even though he's only an Erechad, he does not have a right to say L'chaya Shavua Basi, because what is he really coming L'chaya? He's coming L'chaya Mamon. So maybe your whole premise, your whole kasher, your whole wall, you know that you don't want to bring a raya that since he has a kerach to say lechay shul balsi, some of the mele we can't be mazim him, some of the mele it's an egdash yadiyachodzim happen here is the kosh, it must be a raya that egdash yadiyachodzim is kosh of the imamnes. So he says, forget it, the whole shul Torah is wrong, because that kerach to say lechay shul balsi does not exist. That's the basic of his taina against him. One last nekuda, just in terms of this sichsuch that the two of them are having, the Beis HaLevi and the Nevi Yehuda. Comes the Beis HaLevi and asks one last kasha of himself. He's finished asking kashas on the Nevi Yehuda. He asks one last kasha. If he's right in what he's saying, that there's no such thing as saying l'chayev shvua basi. Because every time a rechid walks in the Beis Din, if that's l'chayev mamon, what would you say the din is in the following case? Let's say Reuben walks in the Beis Din and says, Shimon bar had 1,000 levi, and there is no eight shemi. No one ever gets there first. And then Reuben becomes an eight zomer. According to Beis HaLevi, what should it then be? 20 shaft to be 100, right? Because according to the Beis HaLevi, long this one eight comes and he's coming from Meir and Mamon. So then, is that true? That's absolutely not true. That's dead wrong. So comes the Beis HaLevi and says, why is that wrong? According to the Yehuda, I understand why obviously he doesn't have to pay because he was only L'chayv Shvua. But according to me, who says that every Edech comes as an effect coming L'chayv Mamon, he says Beis HaLevi, you know, he gets out scot-free because of a technical din. There's a halacha that Eid Zomer can only be punished if it's Nigmar Adin Al-Pir. But he can only give the Eid Zomer what L'maisa would have really happened. The Beis Din had really Iskapaskin at that point. The Beis Din Paskin is Chayv Misa, then you give the Eid Zomer Misa. The Beis Din Paskin is Chayv Mamon, then you give the Eid Zomer Mamon. Even though the Eid Echad was coming Mechaivo Mamon, the Beis Din didn't listen to him regarding the Chiyuv Mamon. The Beis Din only Mechaiv Shvua, based on what he said. So if another Eid really shows up, so then they would Nigmar Hadin Al Piv. So then Tapa said, when the original Eid came, he was coming Mechaiv Mamon. So then Kashi's always going to set it. But if no other Eid ever shows up, that's a chisor and a nigma din al piv. It's a little bit out of that. So let's get back to perspective.
If he's ainu yachol yishav and he's yishalim, and then the aid is chuzam, so then does he have to pay the full mamon?
That's a good question. I don't know. Think about that one. Maybe. I think about that. So let's just put things back to perspective. We started out with Agamar. Agamar says, "Echadim and mamon is definitely the fashion of the Jewish of the Kibbutz." Gemara says later on, Sanhedrin, that the Hakiras and the Dikras are a little bit different. The greatest distinction between the two is Eini Yodea. Why is Eini Yodea different? So Gemara throws out this phrase, it's somehow, somewhere related to the din of Eidish Yitri Echolazima. So the Beis HaLevi, the Rebbe understood that Gemara and Mamish, because the Mashmah, the ironclad connection, that the reason for the Psul of Eini Yodea is because of Eidish Yitri Echolazima. I mean, Rebbe went on his own way based on that. But any time Eidish Yitri Echolazima doesn't apply, the Mela in the Nechkiris is not going to apply. So he said, therefore, it is Bechush Bechalutza, there's no din of Eidah de Nechkiris Pasling, but Eidah Sinus, there's no din of Eidah de Nechkiris Pasling. Beis HaLevi took the Nechkiris on his Pshat in the Gemara and said he had a totally misreading of the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara never meant the two are really Hanuach. It's just the function of what the Ikar Eidus was not the Ikar Eidus. And we said as an aside that seems to be the Mahogany Tanab and the Ra'ivan, how the Drishas, the Chakiris, the Deekas, that whole picture fits together. That was one running Mahogany's, the Rebbe and the Beis HaLevi. Then the Rebbe went ahead and was Machad or something else, that the Imamunas don't require Eidish Shetech Lazim of Minhat Torah. And if that's true, so then he went on to conclude, any Odeh of the Chakiros, doesn't pass up Adin Imamunas Minhat Torah. The Beis HaLevi said it's against the Mishnah Sanhedrin later on the fourth question, against the Gemara Reb Chanina da Beis and Beis Sanhedrin. The Chalal, it can't be, it doesn't make any sense. So the whole thing is lawyers, but I'm able. What forced the Nebbi Buddha into this was that din of Eidus Achar Eidus, which the Nebbi Buddha thought was a Raya Brura, that Eidus Yitra Chazima cannot be necessary for Din Amabris, to which the Beis HaLevi responded, that Gemara is not a right to anything. That's, again, another running Machalik is that the Beis HaLevi had to understand the relationship between L'chai Shur Balsi, not L'chai Shur Balsi, etc. So far, all we've done now was discuss Chalal Deraisa. We've tried to give a little bit of insight into what Rebbe Chanina meant, Echadini Mamdas, Echadini Nefashas, according to the Yehuda, it's so different. But the Beis HaLevi, it's Mamish, Hanurach. We haven't even begun to understand the second half of Rabbi Chanina said, namely, that midrabbanon, now everything changed. Because midrabbanon, they did away with Rishon HaChakirah. So we have to pick up that. Sunday, try to figure out, well, what are the ramifications of that? How does that affect now everything we've been talking about? How is that going to affect Lamaisa? Once the Chum did away with Rishon HaChakirah, what's the status of Eid HaShiyat HaYachmazim? Part two related, not related. The Chum only did away with half it, didn't do away with the other half. How does this relate to everything else? So hopefully we'll have to finish that. Just a couple minutes of the Chumash.